And now, back to the news. We have three stories with a wildlife feel, which will be followed shortly by a feature on a nature reserve just outside Norwich. Under intense media scrutiny, a fourth and final peregrine chick has been hatched at Norwich Anglican Cathedral. Not far from the Catholic Cathedral is the hidden horticultural gem known as the Plantation Garden, and it's just reopened. A UEA professor has won an award for animal conservation, not in Norwich, but in Mauritius. But first, news from the Anglican Cathedral Tower.
The fourth and final peregrine chick has hatched at Norwich Cathedral. The first signs of hatching began early last Thursday morning, and three of the chicks had emerged from their shells by Friday. And overnight, on Friday-Saturday, the fourth egg in the clutch had hatched. Since the platform on the cathedral spire was set up by the Hawk and Owl Trust in 2011, an average of four chicks have been born each year, with a 50% survival rate. The Hawk and Owl Trust on its Facebook site posted, "It's official! All four chicks have now arrived at Norwich Cathedral. Let's wish them a successful season whilst we observe their progress every step of the way." The Hawk and Owl Trust has a watch point which attracts more than 30,000 people each year in the cathedral close.
It's one of Norwich's hidden horticultural gems, and just in time for the start of the summer season, visitors can once again marvel at its delights. A 20-foot sinkhole, which opened up at the hotel next to the Plantation Gardens last month, meant the attraction was off-limits to the public for more than 2 weeks. The gardens off Earlham Road were shut as a precaution because of the subsidence, but people have now been welcomed back to the three-acre idiosyncratic wonderland. Nestled alongside the flowerbeds and lawns are a Gothic fountain, Italianate terrace, woodland walkways and a rustic bridge. Roger Connor, the chairman of the Plantation Garden Preservation Trust, said he was pleased the garden had been able to reopen just in time for the start of the summer season. He said, "We're now open every day from 9 until 6 p.m. 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. One of the first events of the summer season is going to be on Sunday, May the 22nd, which is a nature trail for children. And on the following Sunday, we will be starting our Sunday teas and homemade cakes." The gardens are also due to host outdoor cinema screenings in July and August. The historical gardens were built by Henry Trevor in the late 19th century. The upholsterer and cabinet maker spent considerable sums of money transforming a chalk quarry into the garden. It was virtually abandoned after the Second World War, but the Preservation Trust has helped to restore it to its former glory, with visitors asked to make donations to help with the project.
A man who has helped rescue at least 9 species of exotic birds from the brink of extinction has won a $250,000 prize. Professor Carl Jones, MBE, who is an honorary reader in ecology and conservation biology at the University of East Anglia, was selected by a distinguished judging panel for this year's Indianapolis Prize, which is the world's leading award for animal conservation. The award recognizes his efforts in Mauritius over almost 40 years, bringing back species including the Mauritius kestrel, the pink pigeon, the echo parakeet, the Rodriguez warbler, and the Rodriguez fody. As the winner, Professor Jones will receive an unrestricted $250,000 cash award and the Lilly Medal. Professor Jones is Chief Scientist of the Durrell Wildlife Conservation Trust and Scientific Director of the Mauritian Wildlife Foundation. He has worked to restore the populations of many more species, working closely with the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, the IUCN. I know of no other conservationist who has directly saved so many species from extinction, said Dr. Simon Stewart, chairman of the IUCN Species Survival Commission, who nominated Jones for the award.
A public inquiry into an 8-year battle over water extraction at Fenland, described as the jewel in the crown of the Broads, is underway. Tim and Jelly Harris started the Save Catfield Fen campaign in 2008 after research suggested that the wetland was deteriorating and drying out because of water extraction by a local farmer. The couple, who own the eastern half of the reserve, spent the next 6 years encouraging the Environment Agency, EA, to take action, and in 2014 the body refused to renew the farmer's abstraction licence, a decision against which he's since appealed. The 3-week inquiry into the appeal began in Norwich in April, and with all parties agreed that the Fen, the remainder of which is managed by the RSBB, is deteriorating, the appeal will focus on why.
Acrobatics and tricks are being performed in a former Norwich church after a circus company made the historic building its new home. Lost in Translation has moved into St. Michael Colony in Oak Street, after previously being the company in residence for Sea Change Arts in Great Yarmouth. The company, whose performers come from around the world, including Italy, Australia and Ireland, is to open the Oak Circus Centre at the venue which used to house the Inspire Discovery Centre. By day, the venue will be a rehearsal space for Lost in Translation performers, and the long-term plan is that in the evenings it will host circus workshops and events. Lost in Translation's Massimiliano Rossetti, who co-founded the company in London in 2006, said, "The company has been based in Norfolk since 2013, and we felt it was time to lay down more permanent roots in the city, and at the same time offer something to local people. We have searched for a base in which we can create and rehearse our own shows, as well as providing classes and training, and the church offers a perfect space for both of these. We also intend to use it for public performances of our own shows, and perhaps from others too. The first will be announced in the next coming months. The official opening of the centre will be in October, and the company is keen to hear from people who would like to learn circus skills or professionals who would like to run their own workshops."